Welcome! Today, we are heading to Dubrovnik, a city that can seem almost too perfectly staged at first glance. Pale stone, red roofs, blue water and walls that hold the whole picture together. But the most satisfying visit is not a race around those walls. It is a slower conversation between the old town, the coast, working neighborhoods and nearby islands. Let's make space for all of it. Begin in the old town because it really does deserve your attention. Enter early if you can, before the narrow lanes begin to fill, and notice how the polished limestone catches the morning light. The Stradun is the grand central street, but the smaller passages are where the scale changes. A stairway, a shuttered window, laundry above a lane, a tiny square with a fountain, these details make the city feel human. Walking the city walls is a powerful first encounter with Dubrovnik. From above, you see the fortifications, tiled roofs, church towers and the Adriatic pressing against the edge of the city. Still, do not treat the walls as an item to conquer. Heat, crowds and the exposed road can make the experience feel hurried. Go with water, take pauses and let the changing views do their work. Later, step away from the obvious flow. Sit near the old harbor and watch boats come and go, or choose one lane that is not on your map and follow it without needing a grand destination. Dubrovnik makes most sense when you remember it is a coastal city, not simply a historical backdrop. The sea is present in the salt on the air, the little swimming spots below the walls, and the movement of vessels beyond the harbor. For the broadest perspective, look toward Mount Asardi stroke above the city. When weather, visibility, and your preferred transport make it practical, the elevated view reveals how tightly the old town sits between slope and sea. That said, a viewpoint is not automatically meaningful because it is high. Sometimes the better pause is at harbor level, watching the lights soften on the water and hearing the city become less insistent around you. Choose the time of day with care. Early morning can feel clearer and quieter. Late afternoon gives warmer light. Conditions change, of course, so let the weather shape the plan rather than forcing a perfect photograph. A different Dubrovnik begins in Grush. This is the working harbor area, where ferries, buses, deliveries, and everyday errands remind you that the city has rhythms far beyond the historic core. Grush is also practical. Its transport links can simplify a short stay, particularly if you are considering an island outing. Spend a little time looking around rather than using it only as a point of departure. Then consider Lapad, where the mood shifts again. It is more residential and coastal, with promenades, coves, and a gentler sense of space. After old town stone and stairways, that contrast can be genuinely restorative. You do not need to declare one area more authentic than another. Dubrovnik contains both visitor-facing grandeur and ordinary daily life. The useful thing is to let each place correct your first impression of the last. If your stay allows it, reserve time for the water. Lokrum is the close, easy change of scene. Green, rocky, and visible from Dubrovnik, offering a brief escape from the density of the old town. For a wider horizon, the Dolofidi Islands offer a different kind of day, with island settlements and more open coastal scenery. Services are seasonal and weather-dependent, so confirm the options locally or before you set out. Here is a calm 2- or 3-day rhythm. On arrival, orient yourself in the old town, walk without overplanning, and spend the evening near the harbor. Keep that first day deliberately light. On the second day, choose one major experience, the walls and a slow old town afternoon, or time on the water with Lokrum or an island trip. Trying to do all three is where a good visit can become a checklist. If you have a final stretch, give it to Grush or Lapad, add a viewpoint if conditions are right, and finish with an unhurried meal. Dubrovnik Airport lies outside the old town, so leave room for that transfer in your planning. Food here is another way of reading the coast. Look for fresh seafood, grilled fish, octopus salad, or black risotto and approach them as invitations rather than a compulsory list of dishes to tick off. Regional wines can be a lovely companion to a relaxed meal, especially when you have given yourself time to sit. Ask what is local and seasonal, and be open to a simpler plate than the one you imagined. The season matters. Spring and early autumn often offer a more comfortable balance of walking weather and atmosphere than the height of summer, though crowd levels and conditions can vary from one week to the next. Travel lightly in the social sense too. Keep narrow lanes clear. Dress and behave considerately near homes and religious spaces, and remember that a beautiful street may also be someone's route to work or school. Carry a refillable water bottle where possible, use buses and walking to reduce needless short trips, and check weather-dependent water connections before committing your day. Respect is often less dramatic than sightseeing, but it changes the texture of a visit. The takeaway is simple. Let Dubrovnik's walls be the beginning, not the whole story. Balance them with a harbor, a quieter neighborhood, a swim or island crossing, and enough unscheduled time to notice the city breathe. Thank you for listening. I hope your Dubrovnik plan leaves room for sea air, slow steps, and a few unexpected turns. Safe travels and goodbye.